Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The book of Hebrews teaches that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In other words, to have faith is to have confidence. But this confidence is not self-reflexive. That is, its confidence isn't in itself. Faith's confidence does not become bold because of faith. Its confidence is outside itself in another. Faith is bold to trust in the strength of the character of the one who promises the things hoped for and yet not seen. And so to have faith is to have bold trust in the one who died and is raised and cannot lie. And that is why faith dares to approach and ask the Holy God with all boldness and confidence as dear children ask their dear fathers. And yet it seems that the leper in our text this morning is a bit shy about asking our Lord to heal him of his leprosy. He said, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." That does not seem bold. But the leper is not saying, "If it be your will," in the way that we often use that phrase. We use it in a precautionary way. It is as if we do not want to get our hopes up too much, that we don't want to be let down by having too much confidence in our asking. And so we add this addendum as a way for us to let ourselves down easy when what we ask for isn't granted. "Lord, heal me if it is your will." The leper is not trying to be cautious with his request to God in the flesh. Indeed, the leper is taking a huge risk even by approaching him. He is stepping forth with real boldness. The Old Testament requires that lepers be separate from the rest of the community. And the law of Moses commands that if someone approaches the colony of lepers, the entire colony must call out as loudly as possible, "unclean," so that any passersby would avoid any contamination. And so the leper approaching Jesus is bold. He's going outside of his community into the place where others may catch what he has. And he steps up to Jesus and he says, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." But the leper knows, despite the fact that Jesus can, that is, he is able to make him clean, he knows that just because he wants to be clean doesn't mean that that is what is best for him. And that is why he adds, and why we should also add, "If it be your will, Lord," to our prayers. Because we know from the Bible, which is God's revealed will, that he is willing to heal us of all of our infirmities, that he is willing to take away all our pain. Indeed, we read in the Bible that Jesus came in order to fulfill the promises of God. When he wanted to make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, to cleanse the lepers, to preach the good news to the poor, to set those in captivity free, and to raise the dead. We know that God is willing to do all of these things. But we also know from the Bible that we do not always know what to pray for as we ought. And we also know from the Bible that sometimes what the doctor orders, the great physician of both body and soul, is precisely what we do not want. Sometimes what the doctor orders is pain, suffering. Just as a surgeon must inflict pain in order to grant healing. And so we modify our prayers with, "If it be your will, Lord, to do such and such." And we do that because we recognize that he is the Lord and that we are not. That he is God and that we are not. That he is omniscient and we are not. That he is filled with mercy and goodness and we are not. And so that we know that he knows what is best for us and for our faith unto salvation. That he knows what is best for whomever we pray and what is best for their faith unto salvation. Saint Paul tells us about his thorn in the flesh, which God gave to him. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, St. Paul wrote, "A thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with my weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.' Sometimes the pain, whether physical or emotional, is the great physician caring for you in a way that no one else can, and that no one else will." This doesn't mean that you stop praying or asking. It doesn't mean that you stop going to your Father in heaven with all boldness and confidence. It simply means that you continue with boldness and confidence that your Father in heaven will do precisely what you need to strengthen your faith. And what you need is not always what you want. Jesus was willing. He cleansed the lepers. Jesus is willing to heal all of us. And in many cases, he does. And in many cases, he lets whatever thorn in the flesh we may endure, he uses that for the good of our faith in him and for the salvation of our souls. That is why you continually go to him. Because if you did not listen to his word, you would not know what he is doing. But he has revealed it to us. And so we go to the place where you hear his revealed will and his word spoken to you, so that your assurance of the things hoped for and your conviction of the things not seen, which is eternal salvation and life with God in heaven forever, may be granted to you continually. And here it is, given not only in his word, proclaimed that you are forgiven for the sake of Jesus' death and resurrection, but given also in his sacrament, where his very body and blood, the body and blood which he shed and gave into death on the cross, is given to you to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of sins. And this is how he strengthens your faith with food and bread from above, so that even in the midst of what you suffer, you will have the conviction to face it and the assurance to endure, because he is faithful. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.